You are listening to The Electric Hour on WMFO Medford.
He was killed by a cellular phone explosion. They scattered his ashes across the ocean. The water was used to make baby lotion. The wheels of promotion were set into motion. But the sun still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. To change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine, because the sun still shines in the summertime. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I tried to change, but I changed my mind. Think I'll have another glass of Mexican wine. Mexican wine, won't you have another glass of Mexican wine?
Huh?
No.
Mackenzie.
All right, Mackenzie, Mackenzie.
Oh, wait, am I?
You guys are on the air. Hello!
Hello!
You are listening so to funny. Our Comma the Electric.
We're back!
On WFO, my name is John C. Murfeld.
I'm Brennan Corston of Sometimes.
And the police
and that's
are
the
outside.
Cops. If you were looking forward to an hour of nice music, we're sorry.
Yeah.
We're back here.
I think I farted up the intro. I think you're...
How did you...
I think I say, hello, I'm John C. When does the WFO's longest running improv ballet phrase happen?
Right effing now.
All right. Ba-boom. Keep on trolling.
Right farting now.
Yeah, we're in the... Right farting now is a pretty good one. We're in the market for a new season slogan. Brennan, there's no time to waste.
Happy birthday.
Oh.
I'm not wasting
you.
Any time.
Thank you. Thanks for not wasting time not yep. wishing me happy birthday.
Yep.
But since we're starting late and maybe leaving a little early.
Maybe indeed.
Don't tell Jesus. That's a good slogan,
too. Don't tell Jesus.
That works. Let's just get straight to our guests.
Yes.
I have a quick question that I'm going to ask off mic, and so I'm going to bring up some distracting music.
Please.
Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, that was Weird Al Smells Like Nirvana. spitting image of the original.
Okay, man, great. Without the words, it sure does sound exactly like the other one.
So I've got a few things for discussion, not birthday related, although maybe we can get to that. Okay. But our guest today, we're joined by Mackenzie Miriam, our very good friend.
Oh, shucks.
Say,
hello.
Yeah, you can really get right up in that mic.
Mm. Yeah, oh, there it is.
That's what
good,
I want. That's
a good sensual experience for the mic.
Thank you.
And our other friend, Arnie from Stats.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Arnie.
What's going on, Arnie?
I don't Stats till 1:30 today, but...
Yeah, I don't normally see you this early in the morning.
No, you normally don't see me at all,
guys. Right, because you sit in the back of Stats.
Sit in the back of Stats.
Yeah, but everyone still, like, knows you as from that class.
Yeah, it's the back of Stats, but front of life. Front
Arnie,
exactly.
Just really... horn up in that mic.
Wait, Arnie, are you from the front of life, Arnie?
Front of life.
Oh my gosh, I know Arnie.
Wait, what?
A lot of people are up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Front. What?
I saw him on the frontiers of human innovation recently.
Oh, front of life.
Front of life.
I
the
heard,
forefront.
Like, I heard like friend of life.
Well, that too. That too.
I like to think he's a friend of life.
Well, it's debatable.
That's fair. Well, Arnie. Sorry.
It almost sounded like you called me something else.
Sorry, Arnie.
I'm sensitive.
So. That's okay. Okay, I have a topic for discussion if people...
I can see what you're Googling right now, and I'm excited.
Well, I had to make sure I got it right.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so I recently watched the music video for Katy Perry's... what year did this come out? The lyrics to Katy Perry's I'm gonna guess 2010
hit. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I think I was a sophomore.
What's the song?
California Girls.
Oh, with a U. Yes.
Oh, yes.
You didn't even notice. That's key, John.
I think
that's
YouTube
key.
Must have autocorrected my search then.
It knew what you wanted.
Yeah, right. They took what I didn't know I wanted and made it into something I did.
You're welcome.
Much like I was going to do a Stats joke for Arnie's sake, but I couldn't think of one.
Stats aren't really funny.
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
I do remember that music video.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Well, here, I'm going to just take... It's not about the video necessarily, but... Well, no, it is about the video. So the video...
Okay.
In tandem with the lyrics. So she says in the chorus, and I quote... Now, I will also point out that this lyric sheet spells girls with an I, so I don't know what's up with that.
Mixed feelings. Yeah, what is the truth?
For reals, though.
Oprah style.
What? Does Oprah...
Oprah says, what is the truth? Have you not seen... It's fine.
How
you're
she,
just not hip with
detective?
The memes. It's okay.
How does she spell
Arnie's
it?
Arnie's concerned with what is the truth.
With an I.
Oh, with an I. Okay.
Yeah. What is the truth?
What is the truth?
What is your truth? What is your truth, Arnie?
For the most part, numbers. I suppose in algebra, there are letters as well.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Also, other kinds of math.
Just not funny. Again, but.
All right. Yeah, all right. Yeah. That's fair. No, I mean,
I thought you'd take it seriously.
Yeah, I didn't invite you on here as a pure joke.
I hope not.
It's a semi-joke, but
right.
Just not a pure one.
We're not here to have fun.
No.
Yeah, no.
We're not.
You should check out
the electric.
Don't tell Jesus.
Don't tell Jesus.
Okay, so she says, and I quote, California girls.
I could have told you that.
How's it spelled, though? Can you tell us that?
It's
with
an I.
All right.
Yeah, Brandon, you wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right. May I re-begin?
Yes, please do. So it goes California girls, as we know.
Yeah. Okay. She says, quote, California girls were unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top, unquote. And now here in the music video, after bikinis on top, she winks. Are we to infer that she's being sarcastic about the bikinis on top?
Wait, she what?
She winks. She does
a one eye close
as if to say, just kidding about the bikinis on top.
No, I think she's saying, look how sexy. You know that I am sexy. Yeah. Is what I'm getting
she
out of
is,
that vibe.
Yeah, I guess the electric hour.
The electric hour.
I guess look how sexy.
You know that I am sexy. I feel a song coming on.
I guess the context for this, I should have said, is she is laying naked on what I think is a cotton candy cloud.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct.
Thanks. What's the no uncertainty? Joke. What's the margin of error on that claim, Arnie?
There is no margin of error. I have watched that music video.
Gathering meticulous data, I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. So you just think it's supposed to be a purely sexy wink?
Well, now she's not wearing a bikini on top. So what is the message?
Right. Well, I think maybe that's the thing that she's winking at. Mm. The lyrics would indicate that she's clothed, but the cotton candy setup would indicate that she is. Right.
May I also point out every California girl is probably wearing Daisy Dukes with bikinis on top, so they're pretty forgettable. I would say.
Yeah. No, that's true. Know? She's talking about
maybe that's what she's. Say.
What is it? 5 million
it's a
women or
commentary.
So?
Probably,
or
what
is, no, it's more
no,
than that.
It's probably more than that.
What's? Oh no, like 15
Arnie?
Million women.
Arnie?
Yeah, Arnie's
yeah. Yeah, California's like 30 million, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's talking about 15 million girls with you.
It's a social commentary. Katie's deeper than we think.
Unless not all women in California are worlds.
That's
which,
true.
You know, I think is a possibility.
Yeah.
But let's say
something
between,
we have to consider.
At least between 5 and 10 million. Women all wearing the same thing. More
do you,
or less.
Do you think this is how Nate Silver's 538 meetings work?
Oh, dude, I would hope so.
Arnie, you're on that team.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk about Nate Silver. That's a god in my world. So
that's like your yes, version of "Don't tell Jesus." Yeah. Don't email Nate.
No,
by the way, let's just check in on that forecast really quick, because man, this site has been giving me some serious grief. The past few days.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, whoops. Wrong thing. Shoot. Oh, fart. sorry, what? Sorry, sorry. You guys can talk while I'm...
You know, Brennan, I can't help but notice.
Yeah.
It seems John is in, like, the head honcho chair.
Yeah.
Yes, he's the spaceship controller
who
here.
Who makes that choice?
Beep, beep, beep,
well,
beep, beep,
I gave him the chair today, I like to think.
Brennan's a nice guy.
And then, but also, he decided that he wanted the chair.
It's his birthday. Yeah. Give him what he wants.
And I'll just say, now, and this is no value judgment on my end, but
the show was my idea. Yeah.
The show was my idea. I booked the guests.
So I earned
everything. I would say I'm a co-host and John's a host.
Oh, wow.
I'd say we're
co-hosts, but I'm a co-host.
You're like an associate. You're like a part...
Does that make it better, John?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. Brennan,
I think
I love
John,
you.
John runs the ship. I love you too, John.
I love you so much.
Okay.
You know what? I realized that you made it fine by saying you love me too, and I didn't need to add to that.
Right. Well, because now it's unbalanced.
Yeah, right.
But Arnie, great question. I would say John made the decision, and I agreed to let him do that.
Yes.
I love you guys too.
Mutual.
Oh, yeah. Arnie from Stats.
We love you.
Yeah. Oh man, Arnie, do you remember the other day when you asked that question in Stats? Can we just relive that a little bit?
Can we
do a little?
Let's tell that story.
See that.
Let's see that. Do 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 do. Hey, Arnie, what'd you get? Wait, I can't. What's she talking about up there?
Stats.
Katie, you're making me nervous.
Professor,
beta levels.
Why did you just say stats?
Because I haven't taken stats since sophomore year. Stats.
Oh,
stats,
no.
Stats.
But you're teaching it. How can that be the case?
Yeah, normal distribution. That's all I got.
Arnie, ask that question you were talking about before.
Professor.
Yes, Arnie.
Thanks for calling me by my first name. Rarely happens.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if Stats didn't exist?
That's an interesting question that I have no answer to.
Okay.
So I would say Google it.
Yeah.
Wow. A real college experience.
Yeah, that's honestly what my professors would probably say.
A real yes and approach.
Wait, wait,
yes.
Cut to that professor in Anthony Monaco's office. hey, Professor.
Yes.
Professor Miriam,
Anthony?
I keep hearing you teach classes in 8 departments
here.
Yes,
that is correct. Yes.
And I keep hearing how you just tell your students to Google things.
Yes, Google is the prime ultimate teacher.
Okay.
And I think you should take advantage
of it. But then if Google is the prime ultimate teacher, yes. Why do I pay you a salary to be a teacher?
Because some people forget that, and I need to remind them of that fact. So what I thank really... you for the salary. I appreciate the money.
I'm former Secretary of Education, Arnie Duncan here.
Yes. Nice to meet you. Pleasure to have you.
I brought in my friend Arnie.
We could just pay somebody else to write with an Expo marker, Google it.
Absolutely not.
On a whiteboard.
I say it the best. And
save
at the
$12,000 we pay you every year.
Yeah. How about we compare you not. Saying Google it to this? This
they're not going
to
do it as
this,
well.
Bucket of bolts tin can robot I designed to say Google it. Yep. And we'll see which one of you is more convincing to students.
I agree.
So we're going to put you both in the classroom. All right, I'll cut back to the stats class with the robot there.
Okay. Death to all humans.
Oh, wait, but how do I find that out?
Yep, exactly.
Google it.
Oh no, there's another one. Or Brandon, Chrome. Were you just saying death to all humans, Brandon?
No, that's my brother.
Oh.
Yes.
He is Brennan.
Death to all humans.
I am robot.
Oh no. Professor, what do I do?
Google it. Okay. I don't know, man.
Bing
that's
it.
All you get.
Bing it.
Bing it. No. Definitely not Bing it. Do not.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I say Yahoo answers it. That's for sure. That's the second bet, I think.
I'm so stressed. Wow, Arnie, I totally forgot when this robot... You didn't have any questions when the robots got there, I noticed.
No, I was just admiring them.
Yeah, you were just enthralled.
Yeah.
Do you aspire to be cold and calculating like a robot?
I already am, Brennan.
Let's be real.
There's no upward mobility here. I am what I am and will be what I am.
Wow. Truer words never spoke.
Yeah.
Mackenzie, how do you feel about what you will be relative to what you are?
Oh, boy. Wow. We're getting deep on this electric hour.
Yeah.
I think I'm
very
similar.
From stats.
This is no joke here.
Yeah.
I think I am just as Arnie is, where we are both emotionally unavailable robots.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we will continue to
so
be
to speak.
So. So to speak. Yeah. That's yeah.
I mean,
so
you're both real. It's
you heard about
about
the
we're not a robot.
Yeah. You heard about the Bing bots taking over campus.
I did, yeah.
You're not
we
like
really
those.
Went on a journey with that story, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're recounting it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He took us along with it.
That was Y2K, right?
That was a Y2K for our time.
It's right. Actually Y2K. I'm done seeing
it. Well, what was wrong with what Brennan said?
Well,
I kind of said it real quick.
Yeah. He had the wrong emphasis.
Y2K.
Yeah.
I got you.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, so...
Gives me the chills.
Wait, so just each letter needs its due. That's your point?
Yeah, each letter is important just as each number is within the...
algebra.
Well, what about outliers? Outliers aren't very important.
That's a book by Malcolm Gladwell as well. Have you read it?
I have read it.
That sounded...
I have read it. I did not read all of it.
Your confidence did not sound statistically significant.
It's not.
Whatever.
You yourself are an outlier now.
Why? Because I didn't finish that book?
Yes.
I don't think everyone else did.
I don't know, John. Have you done some polling on that?
Let
me ask you something. How many hours did it take you to read that book?
10 hours. That's
not
enough.
That also did not sound legit.
No. Wow, I didn't realize I was going to be so rigorously
fact-checked.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You can hardly consider yourself an expert on the book if you only spent 10 hours.
On this, my special day, I'm being fact-checked?
Yes, absolutely.
Yikes.
You haven't even spent 10,000 hours being 22, Jen.
No, I have
Who
not.
Who are you?
You don't spend 10,000 hours. Wait. Yeah, you do. Wait. How
do
much?
You?
Yeah, you should.
I should be able to calculate it.
Let's math it out.
No, because 100.
I woke up early.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Well, no. Wait.
No,
do
we
you?
Can do this.
Okay, wait.
We
100,
can do this
100
so
days.
Easily.
300 100, times 20.
100 days. Oh, no. You definitely do. Because 100 days is 2,400.
Mm-hmm.
And you multiply that by 3.6. And you get more than 10,000.
No, you don't.
Hey,
you do. It's 8,760 hours.
Ooh,
that. Oh,
shit.
I guess.
Wow. I'm.
So you're never
off
the top of my head.
Wow.
You're never an expert on your own age. Ever.
Wow.
My mental calculus
before
is
it just
all.
Wow. Yeah, on to the next
until
one.
You become Malcolm Gladwell and stop aging at 43.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. You don't even spend 10. Wow. You have to spend more than a whole year of time.
Yeah. Wow. It makes a birthday seem really insignificant.
Yeah.
Almost as if it means nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, almost. Almost.
Yeah. Wow. Too true, Arnie. Too true. Wow. My God. Yeah. It's like Katy Perry must have spent so long figuring out how to make a big music video with candy in it.
Mm-hmm. Because
she made a good one.
How old is Katy Perry?
Oh, man. Hold on. Can we draw lots? Can we...
Okay. All right. I'm guessing 30.
Okay. Brendog?
2.
Okay.
I would also
late
say
entry.
32, and I have data to back it up.
I was going to say 32.
Oh, really?
You can't
guys.
All say 32.
All right. I said first.
That's yeah. Right. You can't. You have to say a different
31 and 10,000 hours.
Okay. No, 31. I round down.
Best friends.
Arnie, what? You can't say 32 or 31. What are you going to say?
29.
Okay, good.
All right, John, what are you going to say? Come on now.
He's Googled it.
I guess, no, I have not. I guess I'll just say 30, right?
Yeah.
And then hopefully.
Wait, have you bung it yet?
No.
Google it.
I have not looked up the bung hole.
The bung.
As it were. Yeah, now I will say, I don't believe in bull honky Price is Right ruling. I think closest.
I agree. What the fuck is that
and
shit?
If you went,
I'm sorry.
We are on
that.
The FCC. You cannot swear on the radio.
What is the darn?
Notice how I said the farting time or whatever.
I thought that
earlier.
Was just a John thing.
We don't usually talk about
that. When have I ever said that? You know me outside this show.
Wait, what's the FCC name again?
Tom Wheeler.
Yeah,
coming for me.
Tom Wheeler is going to come.
Ooh,
he's going to take his claw-like fingers and he's going to stick them right up your bum hole. Because that's what he's been doing to our show for years.
Okay, why can we say that descriptive mess versus
because it's not
one...
a cuss word.
Welcome to the Wheel World Tom Wheeler edition.
I'm just saying social commentary.
Yeah, seriously, the Wheel World.
What does he do afterwards?
He plays Katy Perry's California Girls, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah,
uses me as a puppet, like a finger puppet.
Yeah, that's right. And he says a bunch of obscenities from your mouth and sees how you like it when you can't control things.
Got it.
Yeah, but...
I'm going to be fined, I think.
I believe the phrase for this is slander. I believe the word we're looking for is slander.
No. Well, slander is like about a person, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're slandering.
Oh, what we're saying about Tom, I thought you meant what Mackenzie said about farting that soup.
Certainly not.
Farting the soup.
Certainly not.
I mean, I guess you could say that Price is Right.
But. Yeah. Anyway. I didn't mean to stir
how
such a motion.
How darn old is Katy Perry?
Yeah, let's look. You know what? Google's doing a good thing lately where it just shows you the answer.
Katy Perry does.
Age.
There you go. 31. Oh,
wait,
man.
So I was right.
Brent Frog?
Brandon
yeah.
was right.
Well, I said 31
wait,
2000
wait, wait.
Hours.
Wait, when is her
32,
birthday? Is
fine.
She closer to me?
October 25th. October 25th. She's closer to 32.
Wow.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty
frankly, wait
thank
a
you.
Second.
Holy
what day is today?
Brennan.
September 21st.
September 21st.
Mm. So we'll call it 34 days from now to October 25th. Is that accurate?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another good guess.
Okay.
Yep.
I just want to say, hold on.
How many hours is
that?
So that is 9,576 hours.
No, it's not.
Wait,
that
what?
Sounds
from the day she turned 31 to her birthday.
Oh.
Wait, oh, no, I'm sorry.
No,
that's
way too
wrong.
High.
That's totally
that's
wrong.
That's higher than you said we're in a year.
One of these
you're
is
lying.
Wrong.
No, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I just totally mathed it wrong.
Oh.
You mathed it wrong.
I'm your Bambino.
Arnie, I'm really sorry about this.
I'm going to look.
Unforgivable, I think.
Much like certain California girls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, I just thought I had something. I didn't have anything. I just
are they unforgivable
it's
or forgettable?
It's forgettable.
Well, I would argue
you
both.
Might have gotten that one wrong.
Awkward.
Frankly, I think lying in a music video
I was
is
making
unforgivable.
A joke.
Sorry.
So Arnie,
this has gotten awkward.
Yeah, this
first
is going,
the
this
math
is
thing and now
this.
The
whole time,
this has got this has gotten awkward.
Oh, no.
All right. So, Arnie, when you're not in stats class or doing stats homework or leading meetings of the Tough Stats Society, TSS?
Is that real?
For Arnie, it is.
Yeah. What do you like to do? Do you go on any dates?
I went on a date with a girl from Tinder last Tuesday.
Really? I would love to see how that went down. Yeah, shall we?
Let's see that.
Hi. When I looked at your profile, I calculated how many shows you watch and realized you spend over 10,000 hours a year.
Yes, that is incorrect. That is incorrect. I don't think that's right, and you should check your math on that.
I know, there's not 10,000 hours in a year.
Oh my god, me too.
I was saying you're so pretty, you have more than 10,000.
Thank you so much.
Hey, if you two are going to have a picnic in the reference section of the New York Public Library, I'm going to need you to keep it down.
Carry on.
Excuse me, if you could... I don't get your reference.
What?
I got him.
That doesn't.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. If you're gonna tell people to be quiet in the reference section of the New York Public Library, I'm gonna ask you to do it quietly, please.
I'm so sorry. Okay. If you two are gonna have a picnic near all these encyclopedias and dictionaries and maps, I guess, and atlases,
where else are we supposed to picnic?
No, that's fine. I want to say it's fine that you're picnicking
in
here.
Thank you.
I think that's great. I'm watching you from the late fines calculation chamber.
I'm sorry.
Who are you? Who are you?
I'm the chief librarian here.
Yeah.
If you could please keep your voice down.
Oh, yeah. There's chiefs.
It's fine that you're picnicking. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
But please quiet down. Okay. We'll get out of here. We'll get out of here.
Okay. Thank you.
I never learned to whisper.
That's fine. That's
mostly
fine.
Because numbers can't whisper. So, sorry, I was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought that your sentence was over.
I was noticing that
if you could have two babies or Nate Silver pop out fully grown.
Oh my god.
Which would it be?
Those are both such good options.
No, there's only one good option.
No. I definitely would be a full-grown Nate Silver.
Yes.
Hey, sorry.
It's easier.
Do you want to leave this one?
If you could quiet down. If you could quiet down, your sex sounds.
But
library,
Nate Silver
please.
Is about to be birthed, so
okay.
Can you give me a moment?
Again, I don't care who is coming fully birthed out of your vaginal canal.
If you could just be quiet, we're telling people to be quiet.
Yeah, I have some.
You're gonna have to move this to the
Do you guys
section.
Even really work here?
Hey, fart you, man. I spend all
yeah,
day
bro.
At my farting desk calculating late fines, which,
do
frankly,
just...
we should have a robot doing, because it's just a linear function.
I don't work here. No. I just like pretending to be the chief librarian.
What the heck? Bro,
I've been pretending to be working here for 7 years.
Get
actually.
Back to the young adult paranormal vampire romance section where you belong.
All right, I know you guys just want to join our picnic. It's fine. You can just join as long as we whistle.
All right, fine.
Anyway. So, what brings you guys here?
I'm living a lie for 7 years now.
Oh, okay.
7 years is enough years for 10,000 hours, meaning you're an expert at living.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's hard for me to not calculate.
Thanks, Nate Silver's dad.
Wow.
Wait, what?
That winded? Yeah.
Nate Silver's dad or Nate Silver is dead?
No. Not funny.
Oh, sorry.
Under any circumstances.
Sorry.
We're giving him life, not killing him, John.
Yeah.
I'm a person in a story. So, Arnie, did you ever see that girl again after that?
Well, I did see her. But if you're asking if we dated, no.
Okay.
Sound like it went really well. I don't understand what went on, but all right.
You never saw anybody come fully birthed out of her?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Bummer.
Shame.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
What about you, Mackenzie? Have you been on any? What's your?
I want you to finish that.
You've been on any? Let's just call them picnics in the New York Public Library reference section.
I have not, John. No, but okay. I have been trying to schedule one for about 1.5 weeks now.
Oh yeah.
How many days is that?
It's about.
Do you know math?
It's almost like you wanted to take my role. I think that's about, well, if we're talking a week is 7 days,
mm-hmm.
we're going to take seven.
Safe assumption.
Right?
Safe assumption.
Seven,
yep.
7 days.
Those are one of those key approximations you got to make.
Yeah,
I
know you
got to
do it.
Excuse me.
A week to first order is 7 days. All right,
we're
going
to cut that next week in half
right.
to 3.5. We're going to add that to seven. We're going to look at 10 10.5.
That sounds right.
So
that
this
sounds
began.
Right. This began 10.5 days.
If you round up, it would be 11 days.
That's true. Well, but are we rounding, Brennan?
What is our sig fig usage?
Yeah, that's true. I'm gonna stick with 10.5.
I like to point out that I said if you round up, which would change it. So.
What?
Yeah.
Sig figs be darned.
No, but you use them in the intermediate calculations, and then you figure out at the end whether it's appropriate to use them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying.
This was the end, and he thought it appropriate. That's all. I got you.
Fart me, man.
Sig fig that, bro.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway.
Anyway, 10.5 days ago, 11 if you round up.
Yeah.
Okay. Days
yeah,
ago.
You've been planning this.
We've been planning this. And so tonight is the night.
Oh, really?
It is.
Really? Wow.
And I'm going to be hella late, and she knows that. And I think okay.
You're
going to
be late. Hecka
late.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Even that. I mean, I think it's widely agreed on that, like, technically, hella is a swear.
Well,
but you can say it on TV,
so,
though.
Sure, but
I think you're allowed to say it on the radio.
The radio.
All right, hold on. I'm going to look this up. Keep explaining.
So I have class that ends at 7:15, and I'm supposed to be downtown at 8.
Wow, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Where does she go if you don't?
She is graduated.
Hey,
so
really?
Real life.
From college?
From the college,
wow.
Yeah. From the Dart mouth.
Wow.
The mouth of the Dart.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Jen. I don't know last name.
Arnie, do you know her?
Jen?
Jen?
I know. Well,
you know AJ.
If you look at the overall general population, we'll probably deal with 6,000 to 7,000.
The general population?
No! Oh.
You got
bling!
Me.
Oh, yeah, we're doing that. We're doing sound effects this season.
That was a big clock.
What other sound effects do you
do? Oh, what do we got here? Let me just pull up my...
Do you by chance do rocket ships?
Do you mean the general population? That's actually a sound effect.
That's it.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, we got a rocket.
2, 1. Ignition.
It went from rocket ship to slurping like a soda for me. Like an empty soda.
Hey man, all sound is relative.
Right, just a rocket, okay. Just a NASA.
Let's play a game called Rocket Ship or Slurping the Soda. So we're going to do a sound effect. You tell us whether
or not.
We're going to talk more about Jen after this. And you're going to close your eyes.
Way more important.
Yeah. Close your eyes, okay. And we're either going to launch a literal rocket ship or slurp a literal soda.
All right.
Wait, can we enter a quick intimate story time?
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to hear this.
Yeah, so the listeners
just
at
be
home,
for
Sasha Brennan. In the car can listen to this.
Yeah, but, the listeners can hear, the three of us will hear. Okay.
This is intimate story time. Arnie, welcome to the cabin.
Yeah.
This is the cabin where we do intimate story time.
Okay, so how are we going to plan this out? We got to fool her. Somehow. She doesn't seem like she can tell the difference very well.
I think it would be funny if one of us did the straw sound. And another one of us did the rocket sound.
Oh, and maybe if another one of us did some third sound.
What if we do drinking a Slurpee on a rocket ship?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, okay, wait. I got
checkmate.
An idea. Okay. All right. Arnie, you're going to drink a Slurpee.
Okay.
Brennan, you're going to do the rocket ship. I'm going to play somebody else on the rocket ship who doesn't have a Slurpee.
Do you want to do a musical soundtrack like David Bowie? This is
like the fish song, David Bowie?
No.
Sure.
David Bowie's song, Space Oddity.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or Elton John's song, Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah. I can do Rocket Man.
The way you announce it.
Rocket Man.
Oh, wow.
All right. I'll play the radio on the ship. How about? Okay, here we go. All right. That was,
that was
interesting.
Yeah, you
got it.
All right, Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. We're going to.
I'm
just
ready.
Just listen to this sound and tell us, is it just a slurp or just a rocket?
Okay, this sounds hard.
I'm cracking up.
You have no way of knowing. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, your eyes
got
to be closed.
Oh, I think I got this.
Yeah, just close your eyes. All right, they're great. They're very close.
Yes.
All right, here we go. And welcome back to Stratosphere Radio. Next up is Elton John. I'm a rocket baby. Booty that is a beer load. Hey, they say it's gonna be a long, long time. To take that gold, you better get it fine. Not the man to say I'm at home. Lord, no.
Time.
Oh, wow, guys.
Yeah.
First off, let me say that was beautiful. That is what the soundtrack should be to that song.
Was that a young Bob Dylan doing Elton John?
It was a few influences, but let's not give anything away.
All right.
She
had her eyes closed after all.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no clue. I will say, though, that really, I don't think it sounded like any of the things it was supposed to sound like. And really? More like a pug blowing its nose with a drunk uncle in the background.
She got it!
Yes! Wow, trying to catch
that
me.
Is tremendous. Yeah,
thank you. Good. Thank you very much.
Drunk Uncle Elton.
Drunk Uncle Elton.
So, which is the name of my pub Elton John rubber band.
Yes,
okay, I have a quick just thing to add. So when we were debating whether you can say hell on the radio, and
I think you can now.
Let me just... The internet is so wonderful.
Okay. What does Timmy Tom Wheeler say?
Well, Tom Wheeler, I don't have an answer. I do have a Yahoo answer, but it is...
That's canon.
The juxtaposition of authoritativeness on this is really funny. So the question is, can you say hell on the radio? This person, I'm editing a song to make it radio friendly. I don't know about hell.
I don't know about hell.
And then the best answer, which I'll remind you, gets a trophy.
Yep.
Says... Yeah, sure. And the source is Kelly.
And sounds like Kelly Kapoor.
That's best answer.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, is this Kelly Wheeler?
I guess that's the only way it would make sense. She's always talking to Tom about that stuff over dinner.
Yep.
Well,
there you go. Yeah, sure.
So I guess whoever...
Should we read a PSA?
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah. We have to do two.
All right.
For all the people who are listening to this and want to donate to WMFO.
Yeah, if this has inspired you, first of all, I'm surprised. Second of all, thank you.
So, that's a book of PSAs. I'm going to ask each of you to read one. Just pick one quick.
We have to do one about the donation drive and one regular one.
Where is that?
I'm going to just kind of freeform a quick donations thing. There's a donations drive. It's happening right now. This is WMFO Medford's Tufts Freeform Radio, and so we basically subsist partially on donations. That helps us do stuff, and if you make a donation, there's a couple of different awards, I believe, that you can get, including Yahoo Answers Best Answer Trophy. Check out WMFO.org, and thanks for keeping it freeform.
You said you were going to freeform it, so I thought I'd...
I liked it. That felt Seinfeldian at the end.
Just because it's a bass line, it
just,
felt Seinfeld.
Just kind of heavy bass.
Okay, so you guys now just need to read one, and I'm going to ask that you read every other word.
Switch off.
That's a fun format.
Okay, got this. Right. That one right
Everyone
there.
Everyone, just sink your eyes in.
All those radio listeners, sink your eyes in.
Oh, wait. I can check on the listeners.
Yeah,
call them out.
But you guys can feel free to get started.
Okay, I'll start. Millions of kids
are
using
their
energy
wisely
by
installing
energy
saving
light
bulbs
and
turning
things
off
when
not
in
use.
It
only
takes
a second. I stole two words.
Oh my god. I'm gonna use two now. So what's
your excuse?
Learn
more
at
loseyourexcuse.gov. A
message
from
the
U.S.
Department
of
Energy
and
the
Council
and station ID.
What is the station ID?
This is WMFO.
Oh,
this
is
WMFO. You know, station ID sounds a lot more professional.
It sounds more number
WMFO.
Oriented.
Right.
Well, Arnie, your actor voice is so different.
I got confident.
You
rarely happens, but when it does, it comes
it
out.
It becomes full movie phone.
I'm surprised that you're not more confident doing statistics, considering it seems to be your true.
Oh, I'm terrible at statistics.
he just takes.
They're
a
just
lot
my
of it.
Passion. Don't get me wrong.
I understand.
Right.
Now that you both memorized the PSA, please do it backwards. Taking the other's words.
So I remember station ID.
I
was the
yes. And was you, before
you
that.
You said .gov.
I at some point, but that was
right,
further
we're gonna,
in.
Okay, we'll bring you both back next week.
All right, you're right. We'll practice.
Please have this memorized
you,
and ready
I'm
to
sorry.
Go. Thank you. This is
yes.
embarrassing.
I feel that it's really derailed the show.
Yeah.
Speaking of
sorry,
next
brother.
Week, I think it might be time for us to start wrapping up.
Yeah, I think we do have an early departure this morning. We're going to be cruising at an altitude of... We're leaving feet.
O'clock. Yeah, this will not normally happen for the five of you out there.
Literally five.
The literal five of you.
Thank you for legitimately, yeah. Sincerely, thank you for listening.
Do you record this so you can?
We do. Yeah. So we'll get six or seven total.
It'll go right on the internet. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, you can listen to it later.
And I like to think that there's, and Jen and I have talked about this, there's just like a huge community of Electric Art listeners somewhere.
I feel like one of those tribes in the Amazon that doesn't know humanity. That's is listening to this.
Exactly what we are right now.
Somehow picked it up.
I feel like
100% right.
If they did, the fact that they don't know about any other art or, Western culture will really help them enjoy
art
this.
Art in many quotes.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying they don't know about other
art
anything
such
they might
as
listen
California
to. That will really help them out.
I would not consider this art. I would consider this a rough draft. As we've discussed.
We have discussed that at length. Yeah. Okay. You guys, thanks a lot for coming.
Of course.
Do you have any... Man, you're so confident.
Thank you.
Do either of you have anything coming up that you want the people to know about? Any showings?
Any plugs? I don't want to steal plugs from Comedy Bang Bang, but if you have plugs...
I got nothing, man.
Nothing going
Wait,
on.
Wait, can people come to your date with Jen?
A date with Jen.
If you're going to show up on time, she'd probably go on a date with you.
where are you guys going?
We're going to a comedy show, a stand-up show.
Nice.
Where at?
On Tremont in the theater district.
Okay.
I have
Tremont.
No idea. Oh, do you? I say
do you
Tremont.
Know the name of the venue?
I don't. Oh, okay. I really, I just Tremont? Know the address.
So everyone should be
everyone,
there tonight.
For okay. sure.
Oh,
for
man.
Sure,
I wish
sure.
you had time to get into whether stand-up is a good date thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think it is.
It's
but.
Probably not, but,
but
she wanted to do dinner. I did not. That way
you'll both
trapped.
Be laughing. Sure. You'll both be laughing.
Exactly. Thank you.
All the way to the bank.
Why did you say that like Rick?
Yeah, because, oh, my God.
Arnie,
any plugs?
Big things coming up.
Stats at 1:30.
Stats at 1:30.
And where is that? Exciting plans.
That is at Gantcher.
Okay.
Gantcher.
So if people want to check that out, that's open. That's anyone can come by.
No.
Okay.
I just want you all to know I'm there.
Okay. Right. So if anyone's looking for you, that's where you'll be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right on.
That makes sense.
Always, but especially at 1:30.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we bounce?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the electric hour. That's what we do.
All right. Well, from John C. Merfeld, Brennan Corston, Mackenzie Miriam, and Arnie from Stats, you've been listening to the electric hour on WMFO Medford, and see ya next week.
Yeah, with as long as running improv ballet.
Remaining expanding. Don't ask about the dolls. Keep on trolling.
Don't tell Jesus.
I'm not committed on that, for the record.
We'll talk about it.
Punchlines and good times, it's all mine tonight. Strange times, but I know in my mind tonight. She got a new apartment, and I say, I don't want you to go now, but that's alright. I know it don't matter anyway. I didn't want you to go now, but that's alright.
Ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Tweezle Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
love stinks. Love stinks.
Everybody, this is the Tim Blaine Band, and when we're not running through the streets naked, we're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford! We're not that far along, so we'll put on a face.
She keeps them always shined on in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatin, dynamite with a laser beam. Try.